Thank you, worship team. Let me introduce our speaker today, Pastor Felix. I met him back in February. I think it was a meeting we had with International Mission Board, and I got pulled in a very God kind of way, and I met Pastor Felix. And back then, I knew him as the Vice President for the Filipino Baptist Fellowship. And then a couple months later, I got to know him. Then I got to know him as a retired U.S. Army chaplain. A couple of weeks into it, I got to know him as the North American Mission Board church planner. Like, each time I talk to Pastor Felix, there's something else that he's just doing. And he is just a man that you can tell who loves people and loves God. I think particularly he loves seeing churches and people coming together and working together as one body of Christ to serve God, obey God, and to love on people. And you'll see that and get a sense of that as you talk to Pastor Felix. And he's going to stay for lunch, so definitely come and sit around the table and hang out with him and just get to know Pastor Felix. And so I'm very excited and definitely honored and privileged that he got to take some of his time from busy church planning work from Northern Virginia to come down here to be with us. And so with that, I'd like to invite Pastor Felix up.
Thank you, Pastor Carter. Appreciate it. If you will, on your bulletin, there's like a short story about myself. That's the short version. But I want to focus on the word sermon. Do you see that? So today you will have a sermon from the sermon. Are you ready? How many of you are tired of hearing a sermon? You want to see one? Today you will have both. Actually, there are three sermons today. I have my wife, Myra, and my son, Felix III. So you're surrounded. Praise God for all the blessings that he has given to us. And actually, I think I have my clicker over here. I am a product of mission work in the Philippines. When I say mission work, missionaries from International Mission Board, or actually Foreign Mission Board before. Now, before I say something about that, I have a lot of slides that I want to show to you. But first and foremost, if we all stand and read these verses together, I hope you can see. Can we all stand? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, all together. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And also, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. This is the Great Commission, all together. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this time that you have given to us to honor our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to reflect on the many things that he has done through our missionaries all over the world, so that in every nation, every race, every people in the world will hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, as we look into that, we ask for your Holy Spirit to help us understand that how can they hear without anybody going? And how can they go unless they are sent? And how can they be sent without any support? Father, we thank you so much as a church, as a convention, as an association, that you have provided a lot to us so that we can continue on in reaching the world for Christ through our missionaries. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take your seats. I am so indebted to our missionaries who comes to remote places, and one of that is mine, way back when. And to that, I want to say thank you, Grace Chinese Baptist Church, for your support to our missions. And to say thank you, I want to do it through a song. Please. Dream, I went to heaven, you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside a crystal sea. We hear the angels singing and someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man and he was smiling as he came. He said, friend, you may not know me now. Then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures make you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave. That's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am the life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came. One by one they came, far as the eyes could see. Each life somewhat touched by your generosity. Little things you have done, the sacrifices you've made, a notice on the earth, in heaven now proclaim. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry, but I'm almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you. Your great is your reward. Thank you for giving to
the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. I am so glad you gave.
From the bottom of our hearts, me and my family want to thank you for all the blessings. As I have said, I am a product of, if this works, boom, oh, there you go. Maybe not too clear, but I want to focus on how the work of the missionaries in all over the world started through the Foreign Mission Board and or the IMB now, International Mission Board. I want to emphasize this slides over here. Every nation and every church. Now think about that. Your gifts transform lives, and I am a part of that. If you know the story about Lottie, in 1800s, was a missionary in China. But then I want to tell you also, 150 years after, we have missionaries in China. They were asked to live China. And they went to the Philippines. This picture is very important because nowadays he will be leading all the missionaries. In China, in Africa, in Europe, this is Dr. Paul Chitwood. Now, he needs a lot of our prayers. 2 weeks ago, he was anointed to replace Dr. David Platt as the president of the IMB, which is just like in your neighborhood, right? That's where I met Pastor Carter also. And I'm like, got more acquainted with him because we met like in conventions. Now, Dr. Paul Chitwood needs a prayer. This is the group of the trustees praying for him at the ILC, International Learning Center. As he leads the IMB, we hope and pray that the missionaries will be taken care of. And then, actually, if I can let you see that guy over there, you recognize him, Pastor Carter? Dr. Kim. Dr. Paul Kim is our Asian American consultant for the SBC. So he was there because he is a friend of Dr. Chitwood. Okay? We support Dr. Chitwood as we support Dr. Platt. See this picture? See that young, handsome guy over there? There. Don't worry about that. He's nada. He's nothing. But this guy was anointed by God to lead the IMB in the past years. And now he's pastoring a church in Northern Virginia, McLean Bible Church. Now, I'm showing this because all of your efforts, all of the offerings that we do for the month of December that focuses on the International Mission Board will go straight. And I think 168 million for 2018. That's the goal. So whatever you can give, like the song would say, you may not have money, but if you give it to the Lord, whatever amount is at, that will be used, because the 168 million, if God allows us to reach that, will go straight to the missionaries. And you can be a part of that. The cents, the dollars, the hundreds, the thousands, or if you can, the millions that you can give will be used for the mission work in the whole world. Can you identify where's Philippines here? Ro, you're exempted. Okay. Where? There. Part of China. Is that one over there, right? I told Brother Ro that I will talk to you about this map. And Brother Carter, I promise I will be done sometime. Okay. In 1950s, when the missionaries, the IMB missionaries were sent home or sent somewhere from China, they went to the Philippines. They went to Baguio City. They went to Davao. Two extreme islands, south and north. If you remember about the bases that we had, there's like Angeles City, Clark Air Force Base. Maybe you've heard about that. And somewhere over here, Subic Naval Base. They were gone 1991. Okay? Now, I was born in this area over here, but grew up in that place. The place where, maybe you're familiar, one time it was famous because, not only the city, but the whole province, Mindanao. Marcia and Martin Burnham got kidnapped, and he died. Marcia came back. One of our missionaries, and I will talk to you more about that. Now, why I'm saying this is because this is very important. When God calls, He provides. Provides people, provides resources, provides prayer warriors. And all of this came from churches like Grace Chinese Baptist Church. If you cannot go, by the way, God wants you to go. If you cannot go, you can give. You can pray. And that's the focus today. When God calls, God provides. The first thing I want to talk to you about is this church. I think he's not related to Pastor Carter. Now, the places where I told you, one in Baguio, one in Davao, the missionaries, when they went there, they started Chinese Baptist Church. Why? Because they are used to doing Chinese missions and Chinese planting churches. So that's the one. Baguio City Chinese Baptist Church. Okay? Now, I think this is Davao. Davao Chinese Baptist Church. And then that's now. That's what it is now. In the 1950s, that's the church. But then just recently, they built a new one. That's the inside. Just like this one. Very nice, right? Okay? Started in 1952. This is the Baguio City Chinese Baptist Church. Pastor Patrick San. They just changed the T to S. That's the inside. Built in 1950. The time when the Chinese missionary, the American missionaries were asked to leave China and they started ministry in the Philippines. And then the places where they started ministries, they also built seminaries so that they can train local pastors. The one on the right side, or the left side, your right, is the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary, started in 1952. While in Davao, in Mindanao, the Southern Baptist, or Southern Philippines Baptist Theological Seminary, started in 1955 to train pastors, equip leaders. And now I can say I am one of them, graduated from this school, from the seminary. Payback time, right? Payback time. Missionaries ministered to you, helped you grow in your spiritual lives, trained and equipped you to do missions, to do church planting. So what I did in response, I became a chaplain, a missionary to the military. But before that, I was pastor in New York. I was church planter in New York. I was seafarer's chaplain in New Jersey. But this is the main call. Served 20 years as a chaplain in the Army. Retired last year. What we do, just like this, in the mountains of Kosovo, we teach and help soldiers to know Christ and to make Christ known. We want soldiers to be closer to God and God closer to the soldiers. Did it for 20 years and 19 days. After that, after retirement, I became a church planter at the same time, catalytic church planter for SBCV, Northern Virginia. November of last year, we started Grace International Christian Church. And just a few weeks ago, we celebrated our first year. And this is what it is now. Meeting at the Korean Baptist Church in Springfield. One of the ministries also that we do is to help the Filipino Southern Baptist churches in America to church plant and to reach more of our ethnic groups, people. That's only the introduction. Are you ready for the sermon? Okay, let me go up over there because we are now in the sermon. Some of you will be asking, if I become a missionary, what are the things that I need to do? Now, you have wrong conceptions probably if you will say, missionaries go to the other parts of the world to tour the area. No. Missionaries left their homes, the comfort of their homes, in the great United States of America to go to the remote place in South Africa, to go to a remote place in the Philippines. Main purpose is to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you are called by God, He provides you with ammunition. He provides you with the gospel. That's the main thing that missionaries do. Because like when you share the message of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ to those people, young people, matured people, everyone, they will respond to the gospel. When they respond to the gospel, what happened in Acts chapter 2, they will gather together and worship just like this. But it started with a very important thing. They live as Christians in the midst of the unchristian world. Christians means little Christ. If you remove Christ from Christian, somebody said I-A-N is left in there. I-A-N is I am nothing. Which means we are nothing if Christ is not in us. When missionaries go to the places, they live a Christian life so that people will not only hear the gospel, but also see how the gospel is being lived. We need to allow our own experiences with God's saving grace to change and deepen our understanding in following what God said, what Jesus Christ said when he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, teaching them to obey." And God's promise is, "I will be with you." Young people, message for you. You may hear missionary stories after this. And the Holy Spirit might work in your life. The Holy Spirit might convict you to respond to the missionary call. Don't hesitate to talk to God and ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I'm not only saying this to young people, but to, I don't want to use the old again, to the mature people. Because there's a lot of need outside of the United States of America. When we live our Christian life outside of this country so that others will know Christ, it's all about Christ. It's all about Him. To share our faith, we don't have to be an expert. We don't have to be an expert, or we don't have to be a graduate of seminary. All you need to have is your experience when you responded to the call. When someone talked to you about Jesus Christ and you prayed to accept Him, that's the only need you have so that you will share your faith to others. When you share your faith to others, you introduce that special person to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you share your faith to that friend, leave the result to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will change. You cannot change a person, only the Holy Spirit. Sharing our faith is done in God's power, not ours. But anyway, what power do you have? Nothing. Yes, the Bible said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can talk to the mountain and let the mountain move from one place to another. But how many of you can do that? Nobody. Just looking to the group over there, I just want them to see me. Say, like, listen. Hear this word. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. That God will change a person's heart. We do not have the ability to change lives. We do not convict people of their sin. We are not responsible to draw people to Jesus. That is God's responsibility. Our only responsibility is to share. Acts 1:8, and you shall be witnesses unto me, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, I was ahead, right? My witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea, Samaria, and unto the ends of the earth. Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. A few more slides. Effective witnessing is done in God's power, not on our own, because we don't have any. Okay. Lastly, sharing the good news that meets the real needs of individual. Do you know that in our hearts there's emptiness? In every man's heart there's emptiness, and people thought that when they have money, that emptiness can be filled. When they have new cars, that emptiness can be filled. When they have degrees in college or universities, that emptiness can be filled. But actually, my friend, brothers and sisters in the Lord, there's only one thing that can fill that emptiness. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Him. If you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ yet in your heart, that part of your heart is still empty. And that's the start of all these things because, you know, if you have Christ in your heart, that's when you can share the Christ that you have. Because if you have not received Christ, you don't have anything to share. If your heart is still empty, then I will say, first, you need to receive Christ in your heart. Yes, we talk about missions. We talk about mission fields. We talk about what missionaries do. I said, thank you for all you do. If your heart is not yet given to Christ, then you are a mission field. The message is for you. I want to share to you the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive Him. Pray. And ask Him, Lord, I am a sinner. Thank you for coming to die on the cross for me. Forgive me from my sins. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I want to emphasize Lord and Savior because so many people just want to take advantage of accepting Him as Savior but not making Him as Lord in their lives. Still, the heart is empty because Christ wants to be Lord. So if you are here today, you have not received Christ yet, this is a good chance. But if you are here today and you have Christ in your heart, you want to respond to the missionary call. You probably say, I'm still, how old are you? How old are you now? Yes, 11. I'm only 11 years old, how can I be a missionary? Right? You can be a missionary to your family. Because that's what God said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jerusalem can be your home. Judea can be Richmond. Samaria can be United States of America. And to the uttermost part of the earth. You can serve as a missionary young as you are. With a purpose, talk to your friends about what you have received from the Lord Jesus Christ, the salvation, the eternal life. If you are mature, I want to say old, and if you like to respond, you know, 162 of them, missionaries, when Dr. Chitwood was anointed as the president of the IMB, they commissioned 160 plus people to go all over the world. And you know what? There was no 11 years old. They're like 30s up to 60s. So you can still say, God, send me. God, let me be a part of your mission to the world. Let us pray. Sharing our faith to others has eternal consequences. People out there desperately need to hear good news that all of us have in our hearts. But how can they hear without us telling them? How can they experience the salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ without you telling your friends, telling your classmates, telling your family members, telling your co-workers about the Savior Jesus Christ? If you are here today, before we pray, If you want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, let me know. Let Pastor Carter know. Let Pastor Rowe know. If you want to give for the missions, you are so welcome. If you want to pray for the missionaries, I also want to encourage you to do that. Father in heaven, we are so thankful that today we are reminded of this great missionary work started by your people, missionaries like Lottie Moon, missionaries like Dr. Davis, Reverend Mills, Reverend Waldron, Adoniram Judson, John Elliott, many of them. Some of them gave their lives for the gospel. We thank you so much for the generosity of all the Southern Baptist churches and its members to commit to support our missionaries in the field. Whatever we have, some of us wants to go, some of us wants to give, some of us wants to pray, and Lord, just grant them the wisdom to do what you call them to do to support our missions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.